Welcome to the final session of our mini-series on gratitude. First off, I want to congratulate you on making it this far. We've covered a lot of topics and concepts ranging from psychology to biology and beyond. But by sticking it out, you've taken a meaningful step towards procuring your own happiness, and that is something to be proud of. At this point, you're probably experiencing a little something I like to call gratitude fatigue. And that is the focal point of this session. As we've learned, cultivating meaningful, deep gratitude in your life takes a lot of practice, and over time, it can become extremely easy to lose sight of the point of practicing. Even the word gratitude can begin to lose its meaning if you hear it enough times. I touched on the following idea in a previous session, but it bears repeating. The traditional model of happiness is to work towards getting things you don't have. This is a massively flawed model from a logical standpoint. In this pursuit of happiness, you never actually reach your goal. Think of it as a carrot on a stick. When you practice gratitude, you instead spend your efforts on learning to want what you already have. Over time, this creates a fundamental shift in the way you perceive and create happiness in your life. That is no small thing. However, even after learning the benefits, the concepts, the exercises, so many people fail to build a successful gratitude practice of their own. A large part of that is due to gratitude fatigue. So, what's the fix? One way is to stay up to date on the research. This always helps motivate me to keep up with my own practice. We touched on a few specific studies in earlier sessions, but there are dozens out there showing that gratitude reduces stress, anxiety, and depression. It lessens toxic emotions from social comparisons, improves self-esteem and optimism, increases access to positive memories, facilitates goal attainment, and promotes physical health. And perhaps most importantly, it is directly connected to our happiness. Another way to fight off gratitude fatigue is to keep your practice fresh. In this series alone, we've learned 5 specific gratitude exercises, as well as a few different meditation techniques. And at the end of today, I'll introduce a final one. So already you have a set of diverse tools in your toolbox to keep your practice fresh. And the final key to a successful gratitude practice is remembering the why. Always remember that you are doing this for yourself. You deserve all the happiness in the world, and you alone, have control over that happiness. Let's sit together in one final meditation. I'll bring our trusty background audio in here to help us relax and focus. Finding a comfortable position here as we get started. Back straight, eyes gently closed. Really settling into your seat here as we begin. Now take a few deep breaths, feeling the air expand the body outwards and upwards on the inhale, and then relaxing on the exhale. As you breathe, I want you to imagine you are breathing in relaxation and breathing out tension. Try this for a minute. Now bring to mind a favorite activity. Maybe you like drawing, or reading, or hiking. think of the body parts or skills you're grateful for that allow you to do this thing that you love. And now bring to mind a recent experience that you had that you're grateful for. What made that experience positive? Was it the setting, the company, the activity? Express gratitude for whatever it was that allowed you to experience this joyful time. And now think of the life-sustaining resources you have available to you. Perhaps it's clean drinking water or food in the pantry at home, hot running water or clean air to breathe. Take a moment and think about how truly amazing it is to have access to these things. And finally, think of the people in your life. Not just a single person, all of them. All of the relationships you have form a web of support and love with you sitting at the center. Try and feel that love and support that flows forth from these connections. Sit with this feeling, savoring it as deeply as you can. And now gently release all your efforts and just sit here for a moment of peace and clarity. Nicely done. Thank you for practicing with me. You can open up your eyes and stretch a little bit here in your chair. Shake everything out a little bit. So in that meditation, we touched on a few different aspects or channels of gratitude in life. And now I'd like to introduce our final and perhaps my favorite gratitude exercise. I call it an inconvenient gratitude exercise. In this exercise, we really flex our muscle of gratitude, finding things to be grateful for some of life's more inconvenient situations and interactions. It goes like this. Pick 5 things you consider to be inconvenient and write them down on a piece of paper. I'll use traffic and mosquitoes as examples here. Next, you have to write down at least one reason why you're grateful for these things. If you can come up with multiple things, well, then you're really cooking. So for my examples, it would go something like this. I'm grateful for mosquitoes because they provide food for hundreds of other animals. Their existence also allows me to appreciate the times that they aren't around even more. Like, wow, what a great night. There's not even any bugs. And I'm grateful for traffic because it means I have somewhere to go. I have somewhere to be. It also means I have a vehicle, which is pretty awesome in itself. This one can be fun, and it adds some much-needed flavor to your gratitude exercise toolbox. Thank you once again for taking the time to improve the quality of your mind with me. I am grateful for you. If you want more actionable ways to strengthen your mind and procure happiness, check out our 30-day meditation course and our collection of breathing exercises. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.